From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will conclude his series on the lives and ministries of the Apostles of Christ. We hope you found the messages to be encouraging and helpful. Before we hear from Dr. Cairns, we invite you to enjoy a brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening, followed by some Christ-honoring sacred music.
This morning's text is found in John chapter 16 and verse 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Art thou asking the reason of this, believer? Look upward to thy heavenly Father, and behold him pure and holy. Dost thou know that thou art one day to be like him? Wilt thou easily be conformed to his image? Wilt thou not require much refining in the furnace of affliction to purify thee? Will it be an easy thing to get rid of thy corruptions and make thee perfect, even as thy Father which is in heaven is perfect? Next, Christian, turn thine eye downward. Dost thou know what foes thou hast beneath thy feet? Thou wast once a servant of Satan, and no king will willingly lose his subjects. Dost thou think that Satan will let thee alone? No, he will be always at thee, for he goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Expect trouble, therefore, Christian, when thou lookest beneath thee. Then look around thee. Where art thou? Thou art in an enemy's country, a stranger and a sojourner. The world is not thy friend. If it be, then thou art not God's friend, for he who is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Be assured that thou shalt find foemen everywhere. When thou sleepest, think that thou art resting on the battlefield. When thou walkest, suspect an ambush in every hedge. As mosquitoes are said to bite strangers more than natives, so will the trials of earth be sharpest to you. Lastly, look within thee, into thine own heart, and observe what is there. Sin and self are still within. Ah, if thou hadst no devil to tempt thee, no enemies to fight thee, and no world to ensnare thee, thou wouldst still find in thyself evil enough to be a sore trouble to thee. For the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Expect trouble, then, but despond not on account of it, for God is with thee to help and to strengthen thee. He hath said, I will be with thee in trouble. I will deliver thee and honor thee.
Almighty, I
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Today on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns concludes this series of studies in the lives of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ as he brings the final portion of a message on Judas Iscariot. Judas walked with Christ for 3 years, listened to his preaching, saw his miracles, and yet he betrayed the Savior to the chief priests for 30 pieces of silver. Judas despised the great privileges that were his. He was governed by evil passions. He was a man with no conscience. Although the Lord Jesus appealed to him in many ways, it was of no use. As he does with many sinners, the devil convinced Judas that there was no hope for him. In his despair, he committed suicide. But rather than ending his misery, it just brought him into eternal suffering and sorrow. Now, to conclude this message, Judas Iscariot, the man who kissed but missed Christ. Here is Dr. Cairns.
I want you to get how terribly serious this is. When the Lord comes and gives warning upon warning upon warning, when He challenges the conscience, when He challenges the heart, and a man continually denies the Word of God and the call of God and the voice of God, as he shuts his heart to Christ, he's throwing it wide open to the devil. Immediately after the sup, Satan took over. Judas was a long time reaching that point, but at last he reached it. To ignore the Word of God is to abandon yourself to sin and to the devil. There's one final warning. The Lord Jesus spoke in the ears of Judas. And in Matthew 26:24, he says, "The Son of Man goes as it's written of him. But woe to that man by whom he's betrayed. It were good for him that he had never been born." And yet Judas still closed his heart. Do you remember the last miracle that Judas ever saw Jesus do? Was it not also a prophetic warning? When the Lord Jesus cursed the barren fig tree, Judas saw it. In many ways, I don't say this is the interpretation, but I say if you were Judas, in many ways, you look at that fig tree and you're looking at yourself. With all the profession, but yet without spiritual fruit. So he ignored frequent warnings, and then he sold the Savior, and he sold his soul. Now, that's his sin. Quickly, let me say a word about his sorrow. When he realized what he had done, he said, I have betrayed the innocent blood. The devil's very good at leading people on into sin. But once he gets them there, he torments them in their conscience and in their mind for the very sin that he led them into. That's what he did with Judas. The difference between the Lord's conviction and the devil's torment is very simple. When the Lord convicts a man of sin, it is to lead him to an utter hopelessness in himself, but it is to show him the glorious hope of the gospel in Jesus Christ. When the devil torments a man for his sin, it is to show him his utter hopelessness and then to convince him that there is no hope in Christ for him. That's exactly what was happening to Judas. So when he went to his partners in crime and he threw down the money, he was looking for some sympathy. But he found out what many another man has found. The people you go to hell with care nothing for your soul. The people you get out into the world with, they care nothing for your soul. The barman that sells you the booze doesn't care 2 cents for your soul. No. What is that to us? See thou to that. They had squeezed the last drop of usefulness out of Judas, and then they dismissed him without a thought. That's the way the world works. That's the way this crazy, filthy generation works. You go the way of the world, and they will wring the last drop out of you that they can use, and then cast you off like a filthy clout, and let you perish. Judas was demented. A more pitiable sight would be impossible to paint. Judas couldn't forget what he'd done. If I knew anything of human nature, there was the thought, oh, for a chance to live life over again. Oh, for a chance to face these decisions again. But there never is such a chance. Distracted by guilt, Judas sank deeper and deeper and deeper. But he never once sought the Lord. Judas was past redemption. His tears were futile. And yet, you know, did you ever think of Judas's sin and Peter's sin? Judas betrayed Christ, but Peter denied him. Judas sold him. Peter cursed him. Yet Peter was forgiven. Peter wept. Judas wept. But what a difference. If you want to understand the difference, you should read the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and in verse 10. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. There's no virtue in tears to save a soul. All the tears you could ever shed would never wipe away your sin. When Peter wept, all the tears were real. When Judas wept, the tears were real. They both were being torn asunder by the guilty conscience. But in Peter's case, as the Lord Jesus turned and looked upon him, his heart melted with a sorrow that was after God, and he sought the Lord. How do I know he sought the Lord? You read the resurrection narratives. Everywhere the disciples of Christ were, Peter was. All brokenhearted, confessing his sin and failure, but seeking the Lord. Judas Iscariot, for all his tears, had only the sorrow of the world that worketh death. And he died a prayerless sinner. That leads me to a final word about his suicide. He went out to that place that he had acquired with his ill-gotten gains and he hanged himself. His body fell and he burst asunder. And his death and destruction are forever commemorated by the name given to the site of his suicide, Akeldama, the field or the place of blood. You know, like many another suicide, and I don't want to be unduly pessimistic, and I don't want to shock you, but I think I could say that in a congregation this size, I'll guarantee that there are people who have seriously contemplated suicide. So listen carefully. Like many another suicide, Judas made this dreadful mistake. He imagined that he was ending everything. He was so beset with trouble. His mind was bursting with thoughts that he couldn't handle. His heart was breaking with guilt that he couldn't face up to. He was feeling all alone in the world. His sin had isolated him from any feeling of fellowship with man or with God. And there he was, all alone in the darkness. And it suddenly came to him, I will end it all. Isn't that how suicide thinks? I'll end it all. But you see, far from ending it, he was only beginning it. For he went to his own place, and he's still there. Again, I remind you that I said at the very beginning that Judas was not unique. There's a lot of him in every sinner. And thus he stands forth as a warning from God. And especially a warning to men and women and boys and girls who have the constant privileges of the gospel. What is that warning? Let me sum it up in two verses of Scripture. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. And the words of Job 36 and 18, because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with the stroke. Then the great ransom cannot deliver you. There is a place in God's universe where the blood of Jesus Christ does not reach. There's a place where the call of the gospel is never heard. There's a place in the outer darkness of a never-ending hell where sinners are beyond the power of the great ransom. We sing, there's power in the blood. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Thank God there is power in Jesus' blood. But it's power here and now. Where Judas is, he's beyond the reach or the intention of the blood of Christ. Judas Iscariot, he kissed Christ. But yet he missed Christ. May God stir your heart tonight that not one of you will leave this meeting so near, so privileged, so blessed, and yet so lost. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we leave the issues of this meeting with Thee. We ask Thee, our God, that Thou wilt speak personally, prevailingly, to those who have gathered. Remember those who are trampling the precious privileges of the gospel beneath their feet. O God, our Father, break their hearts with true conviction. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine unto them. Lord, save them this evening. Grant that not one man or one woman will leave this place this evening still rejecting Christ. Lord, answer prayer. God, grant that there will be real fruit for the preaching of the word. Use the warning of Judas to stop some perishing soul and bring that soul to Christ. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be our abiding portion both this Sabbath evening and until our Lord Jesus Christ either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.